Connecticut, 18 and 10, was a magnet for free black and white men. Ahead of its time multiculturally, 4% of its residents were black and free. From neighboring Lyme came the Ruggles family, Nancy a cook, David a smithy. Their work saw them deal with all classes and hues, and their son David Jr. saw that as he grew. Learning of struggles from men he had known, who had banded together and not be alone. As he read and he listened, he learned he must stand to stamp out injustice all through the land. In his teens, David Ruggles moved south to New York. On a boat was one place where blacks could find work. When he came back to land, he opened a store right near City Hall, selling groceries and more. New York at that time was an unfriendly place for folks, free or slave, of the African race, where blacks were abducted right off of the street. And when Ruggles protested, he felt the heat. Learning of struggles from men he had known, who had banded together and not be alone. As he read and he listened, he learned he must stand to stamp out injustice all through the land. About slavery, he was enraged, and his indignation could not be assuaged. He was consumed with a burning desire to break slavery's chains, whatever that might require. He railed against sending freed blacks across the sea instead of granting the blessings of true liberty. He was beaten and jailed and later released. But selfless and brave Ruggles' protest increased. Learning of struggles from men he had known, who had banded together and not be alone. As he read and he listened, he learned he must stand, stamp out injustice all through the land. Must have civil rights to move forward. Knowledge was power, and the pen was his sword. Printing pamphlets and selling or loaning out books. Abolition his cause, whatever it took. He was part of a network, a hub to the spokes, of wheels rolling northward, transporting folks from the shackles of slavery, the whip or the grave, in and out of New York. 600 he saved. Learning of struggles from men he had known, who had banded together and not be alone. As he read and he listened, he learned he must stand to stamp out injustice all through the land. Oh, the struggles of Ruggles fairly boggle the mind, 'cause he did all he did by age 39.